بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. Last week we discussed the ailments of the heart and the signs of its health. We discussed signs of an ailing heart, a sick heart, and the signs of a healthy heart. And very briefly we explained that the signs of a sick heart or a dead heart are when sin and disobedience, ma'asiyat, do not cause any inconvenience or hurt, no pain is felt at the haqq not being recognized or at batil belief. So if somebody is indulging in haram and he is disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he feels no pain in the heart, then this is a sign that this person's heart, spiritual heart, is sick. It is dead. Because if there was some life, immediately he would feel the pain. And there were many other signs that were given. One of the other signs of a sick heart is that it shuns beneficial nourishment. We discuss a sick patient goes to a doctor and doctor prescribes the medication, but if he does not want to take the bitter medicine, and he rather prefers enjoying the sin and disobedience or the wrong foods and those things that are detrimental to his health, he enjoys doing that, obviously he'll never get cured. Like that, a person, he does not want to take the cure, the remedy for attaining a healthy heart, but he prefers taking, enjoying the sin and ma'asiyat, and such a person will never gain true life in his spiritual self. And then we did some signs of the healthy heart, is when a person now, he is turning towards akhirat, and he's got more love for the hereafter, and when he misses any of his ibadat, in fact not talking about fard, any nafil, any of his wazifa, he misses his dhikr or his tahajjud, the entire day he is restless. He feels pain because he missed out on it, even if a nafil it was, but he feels that pain. And another sign is the person is showing so much of keenness and enthusiasm when he is making the ibadat of Allah. He does not take it as a burden. He enjoys being engrossed in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he cannot take wasting time. A sign of a healthy heart is that it finds greater hurt and inconvenience at wasted time. And today we discussed, inshallah, the causes of a diseased heart. The fitnas which agitate the heart are the very causes for its ailments. Included amongst them are specifically desires and doubts. Shahwat and shak, or hawa and shak. These are the two diseases which are very detrimental to the spiritual heart. Desires, we're talking about evil desires, haram desires. They give rise to evil intentions and objectives, and doubts spoil knowledge and beliefs. There's a lengthy hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is narrated by Sayyidina Hudhayfa radiallahu ta'ala, when he mentions that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, temptations, evil desires will be presented to man's heart. Just like a reed mat is woven stick by stick. Take a straw mat, and the straw mat, we have different reeds. One reed is then twined with another one. It's placed onto another one. So like that, explanation will be given. But temptations will be presented to man. What the ulama explain in this hadith is, temptations, desires, fitna will be presented to man's heart just like how we have a straw mat and we have reeds one over the other. So what is meant by this is one temptation after the other, one fitna after the other. So fitnas will come in succession, stick by stick, and any heart which is impregnated by them will have a black mark put into it. So the hadith says, فَأَيُّ قَلْبٍ أُشْرِبَهَا نُكِتَتْ فِيهِ نُكْتَةٌ سَوْدَى. That heart that absorbs this fitna, becomes attracted to this fitna, attracted to this temptation, then his heart will have a black mark on it. But any heart which rejects them, وَأَيُّ قَلْبٍ أَنْكَرَهَا نُكِتَتْ فِيهِ نُكْتَةٌ بَيْضَى. That heart which avoids the temptation, moves away from the temptation, does not become engrossed and engulfed and lured by the temptation, then his heart begins to shine. There'll be a white mark on his heart. The result is that there will become two types of hearts. One white, like a white stone, which will not be harmed by any turmoil or temptation. The person's spiritual heart will be white. And the hadith says, mithla safa, like a white marble. So this person will not be affected. فَلَا تَضُرُّهُ فِتْنَةٌ مَا دَامَتِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. As long as the skies and the earth endure, this person will never become harmed by any temptation. وَالْآخَرُ أَسْوَدُ مُرْبَادًا. And the other heart will be black. And the hadith, the word is مُرْبَادًا, which is ash color or blackish in color, dust colored. Kalkuz, like a vessel, like a container. And we take the container and we turn it upside down. So all those contents, whether it is water or whatever was in the container, everything comes out. So like that, the hadith is explaining that this person's spiritual heart will be inverted. It will be turned upside down. When this happens, لا يعرف معروفا ولا ينكر منكرا, then he will not recognize that which is good to be good. He will not recognize that which is wrong to be wrong. إِلَّا مَا أُشْرِبَ مِنْ هَوَاهُ. But being impregnated with passion, his heart will be filled with evil desires. ND 274696, ND 274696, whiteness and finally remove your car. So this is the hadith of Hudhayfa radiallahu ta'ala, that fitnas will come, temptations, one after the other. And either the person will accept this fitna, he'll become lured by it, he'll follow this fitna, he'll become caught in this fitna and trap, whatever the fitna and trial may be, and that will cause blackness in his heart. And then he will not be able to see truth to be truth. He'll not be able to see falsehood as falsehood. In fact, Allama Ibn Qayyim, rahmatullahi alayh, he has termed this as naqsul qalb. Exactly what the hadith is saying, that the spiritual heart becomes inverted. And then he will see good to be wrong. What Shariat is saying is good, he'll regard it to be wrong. And what Shariat says is wrong, he'll regard that to be good. He'll think that he is inviting towards good, but in reality he'll be inviting towards batil. And that is why Rasulullah SAW saw the dua, Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa, warzuqna tiba'a, wa arina al-batila batila, warzuqna jtinaba. Allah, make us see haqq to be haqq. And make us see falsehood to be falsehood. Allah, make us see haqq, truth to be truth. And give us the ability to follow the truth. And make us see falsehood and evil to be evil. And Ya Allah, protect us from following falsehood. So as it Mawlana Qamruz Zaman Sahib writes, in the face of fitnas, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described the heart as having two portions. One is that heart, which when faced with any fitna, absorbs it as fast as cotton wool would absorb water, which will result in it, a black spot forming on it. In this way, it will react to all fitnas that present themselves to it, until it becomes totally blackened, like an upturned vessel. When it has become totally black, then the following two diseases afflict it, which will result in its destruction. The first disease is that good, virtuous deeds look like evil ones to him, which results in him not recognizing good as good or evil as evil. Sometimes this disease overwhelms him so much that he regards virtue as evil and evil as virtue. Sunnah as bid'ah and bid'ah as sunnah. Haqq as batil and batil as haqq. And the second disease is that it makes the sharia, which is brought down by Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subservient to its desires and whims. In other words, instead of him becoming tabi' to shariat and following shariat, he bends and changes the laws of sharia to suit his whims and fancies. It renders the sharia a follow of its own will and desire. Nevertheless, the pure, healthy heart sparkles with the illumination of iman. The lantern of iman perpetually keeps it radiant. Whenever a fitna presents itself, this pure heart displays its revulsion and repulses it. In this way, its radiance and luster continue to brim forth. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with this type of heart, which is pure, white and shining. All the time it's radiant. And the moment any speck of dust comes on it, immediately it is wiped out by tawbah and istighfar, and the person has a healthy heart, always turning towards akhirah and gaining the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshaAllah. يسعد الله الشريف اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الحمد لله we keep on mentioning the dhikrullah this is ta'lim and we are having dhikr of this nature so that we learn how to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we say la ilaha illallah now ponder all what we explained just now all those black spots that have come into our heart because we have fallen to our temptations, whims and evil desires. Now we're going to say la to all those things. Whether it was that pretty haram woman, that illicit relationship, whether it was that haram deal, whether it was anger, whether it was pride, whether it was vanity, whether it was hasad, whether it was malice, whatever it was. We say la to all those things. And illallah. Think of this shining, this white, pure heart. Think of when we say la ilaha, we're negating all those things beside Allah and illallah, filling our heart with the marifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the noor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We want that pure heart. And we take the name of Allah and ponder of Allah ta'ala's azmat, Allah's greatness, Allah's supremacy, Allah's loftiness, Allah's kindness, Allah's mercy. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam La ilaha illallah 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 La ilaha illallah
إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه. الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا رحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم. جزا الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله. اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك، فاغفر لنا وتب علينا، فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا، أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر، لا إله إلا أنت يا حي يا قيوم، برحمتك نستغيث. أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تهلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين. يا الله ماري غناؤكم عافرنا، ماري خطاؤكم عافرنا، يا الله همكم زور هي الله، يا الله هم بمار هي الله، هم ضعيف هي الله. Our hearts have become blackened, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have disobeyed you, my Allah. Ya Allah, but you are that most merciful Allah. There is no other Allah beside you, my Allah. Ya Allah, your quality is that, ya Allah, you are Muzghafoor, you are Rahim, you are Kareem, ya Allah. You are Rahman and Rahim, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you love to forgive, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us our sins, my Allah. Every single sin that we committed, my Allah. Ya Allah, cleanse and purify our hearts. Hamari dilon ko musaffa, mujalla, muzakka bana. Ya Allah, polish our hearts, ya Allah. Cleanse and purify our hearts. Give us that white heart that is sparkling, my Allah. Brimming with your love, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from all type of disobedience and masiyat and sins and vice and evil, my Allah. Give us tawfiq, ya Allah, of doing righteous and good deeds, my Allah. Ya Allah, bless us with a strong iman, ya Allah.
Allah, increase our iman, my Allah. Strengthen our iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us live with iman, die with iman, raise us in the day of qiyamah with iman, ya Allah. Do not snatch away iman from our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the best of dunya, best of akhirat, ya Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many people who are sick and ailing, ya Allah, give them complete shifa, my Allah. So many have left this world, give all the marhumin jannatul firdaus and the family sabr jameel, my Allah. Ya Allah, bless us with afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukun, rahat, protection, ya marifat, ya qurb. Ya Allah, protect us from the sharr of the sharir, fitna of the fitin, hasr of the hasidin. Ya Allah, jo bhi parishani, parishan hai, parishani, dur farma. Ya Allah, whatever hajat and need we have, ya Allah, fulfill our needs, my Allah. Ya qadi al-hajat, ya dafi al-baliyat, ya hal al-mushkilat. Ya Allah, you are well away of different desires that we have, my Allah, and needs that we have, ya Allah, and problems that we have. Remove our difficulties, ya Allah. Remove the difficulties of Ummat of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. Make our rizq be asan for us, ya Allah. Give us plentiful, my Allah, and make us use it in the halal and correct way, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us maut in Madinah Sharif. Baril al-jannatul baqi. Grant us the shafa'at of Rasulullah Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Holy Kothar water from his mubarak hands, my Allah. Make us in the Jannah without any hisab, kitab. Ya Allah, protect us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, make our children become the coolness of wa'iz, my Allah. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun, waj'alna lilmuttaqina imama. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiu العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة ما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين.